Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Air Purifier Thunderstorm. The three-pack is back. To order, go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code Howie3. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Ultimately, this is also a political problem. President Biden ran on taming the pandemic, and he prematurely declared independence from the virus back in July.
This variant is a cause for concern, not a cause for panic.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studios.
But if they get up and really aim their bullets at Tony Fauci, well, people could recognize there's a person there, so it's easy to criticize. But they're really criticizing science, because I represent science.
Do you know who I am? I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal. People know me.
I'm very happy for you.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Hillary Clinton is... Oh, excuse me.
Had some coffee. No, I was just trying to tell us something. What is it? Trouble? Trouble where? Where's trouble? Oh.
Thank you.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
If you're like me, all weekend long, you talked to various people and you heard about things that they couldn't get, whether it was a food product or something they like to drink or a Christmas present or a toy or something. I was just mentioning earlier in the show, mints are in short supply, mints for drinks. You know, what do you replace a mint with? You know, the little sprig you put in a mixed drink, or heavy cream. Someone told me they were out of Smirnoff vodka, really a standard vodka. The mailroom manager went to a Whole Foods this weekend, couldn't get strawberries. And they addressed the supply chain crisis as much as Joe Biden can address anything today at the White House. And he was supposed to have a press conference, and the press conference has now been postponed until Wednesday, not tomorrow, Wednesday. So who knows what that's all about. But there is a huge problem with the supply chain. And a lot of it is trucking. And there are not enough truckers out there. And one of the companies that's looking for truckers is Hart Transportation. And we just wanted to talk to Dee Eccles about that right now, about the situation. Dee Eccles, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Thanks for having me, Howie.
So what's the status? I mean, how short is your company and all other companies, the whole country, on truckers right now?
Oh, it's extremely short. I mean, we're always looking for qualified truckers to come in, and just trying to find new avenues to get them in. I mean, with so much regulation, the trucking industry is regulated so hard that a lot of older truckers got out of the industry. And we want to hold on to those guys and bring them in. So I'm just trying to find new ways to bring in. I mean, we're doing okay, but we can always do a lot better with more guys.
And I'm told that you don't have a vaccine mandate at Hart Transportation.
No, we don't plan on doing that. Of course, we're going to be responsible here at Hart Transportation. We're going to do everything we need to do to keep people safe out there. And of course, we're going to follow the law if we need to. But there's no need to mandate that to people when we don't have to. Let's think about it. Truckers are, most of the time, they're driving out there by themselves.
Right.
And they have limited contact with people. You know, come on. So we don't need to mandate that on those guys.
Unlike soccer moms and Priuses, I don't see too many truckers out on the open road with wearing masks when they're alone in their cabs.
Absolutely.
So you know, I read something today. It said, you know, that one thing about the trucking industry was that people believe that somehow it's beneath them and it's a low skill trade, but it's not, is it? I mean, you gotta know what you're doing, and you can make a lot of dough as a trucker.
Yeah, no, it's a great career. You have to be a professional driver, have a professional skill set. I mean, you're driving a big 80,000 pound of weight down the road, and you have your four-wheelers that cut you off. You always have to be paying attention to what's going on around you. And it's a great career, and you can make a lot of really good money in the trucking industry, just like any trade. You can make a lot of good money in it. And I think it's a great livelihood. And back in the day, trucking used to be glamorous back in the day. We need to bring that back.
Smokey and the Bandit.
Yes, exactly. Those were great times. So I think we need to bring that back, and we need to get out to the younger people coming up, showing them the trucking industry, showing them that it's a good career, showing them they can get out on the road, and they're doing good for their communities. They're bringing products to their communities, everything that the communities need. You're getting it out to them. So it's a great career.
So you got to have a CDL. So I mean, how long does it take to get a CDL?
Well, Class A CDL, you have to go through the driving school now. I mean, you can get a CDL within 3 months. And most companies like ourselves, we have academies after they get their CDL to make sure that those drivers are honing their skills and making sure that they're professional drivers out on the road. So Heart Transportation has a program that can do that. And they can always call me D directly to get that, or check us out on our website at heart-trans.com.
Heart, and that's with two T's, right?
Yes, sir. HARTT-trans.com.
What's the age? I mean, so what if you're older and you've just decided you don't like you doing what you're doing? They call what's been going on the great resign. So what's the age? Upward level if you want to become a trucker?
Oh, it doesn't matter. As long as you can get out and drive a truck safely, we will still take you in. So we don't have a age, keeping people from a certain age coming in. So anybody, it doesn't matter how old you are, as long as you can drive a truck, we'll bring you in, we'll train you. We've had several guys over the past couple of years in their 50s and in their 60s come on board with us, decided they wanted to change careers and drive trucks. And they've been very successful in that.
Well, another thing the trucking industry has gotten a bad rap. Someone on MSNBC or CNN was saying that everybody who was a trucker was a middle-aged white guy who was wearing a MAGA hat. But that's totally untrue, isn't it?
Oh, that is very untrue. You have all different races in the trucking industry. A lot of female truckers are in the industry, and I got to tell you, some of the females are better drivers, just to let you know. And so anybody can come into the trucking industry. I've been in trucking a little bit over 12 years now. I started out as a driver, and I do the recruiting for our company now. So I know the ins and outs of the whole business. And anybody that wants a great career, wants to make great money to bring home for their family, and wants to do a good thing for their society and the communities, trucking is the way to go.
And you don't have to, it seems to me, right, the way things are now, you're not going to have to worry too much about layoffs or anything like that if you become a trucker at this point, are you?
Oh, no, absolutely. You can find a job anywhere as a trucker. Definitely you want to go to a good company that's going to treat you with respect, that's going to treat you like a person, because we all know that the truckers are the backbone and the heart of our industry, and they do all the work, and we have to support those guys. So as long as you got a good safety record and you're out here to do a good job, you will always have a job in trucking.
We're talking to D. Eccles from Heart Transportation, and they're looking for truckers. Everybody's looking for truckers, but you don't have to get a vaccine to work for Heart Transportation. What can a person make? What does a standard driver make? I know it depends on how many shifts you work and all that, but what's the average for a driver?
On average. For us, I will say for us, on average, about $70,000 to $80,000 a year. We do have some drivers that they just get out there and they make it happen, and they're over $100,000 a year. And I think that's a great pay raise for anything out there.
How long are the routes, or what would the average route be?
So for the most part, if we're up in New England, most of our guys are, a lot of our guys are home every other night. So most nights. But for our regional drivers, they are home at least once a week to see their families at least once a week. And for our OTR drivers, they're home every other week. So that it's not like before where truckers were out a month, 2 months at a time. You're getting home more often to spend time with your family and taking breaks at home.
Right, because the federal regulations, you can't spend that kind of time on the road anymore, right?
Right, right. You can't do that. I mean, you can take your breaks out in truck stops and stuff, but we try to avoid people doing that. We would rather them take their breaks at home. It's called a 34-hour reset. We would rather them do that at home with their family than doing that out on the road.
All right. So, again, if people, Dee Eccles, thanks for being with us. And, you know, again, you guys certainly do need people. And what they're saying, 80,000, they're down for the whole industry, or is it more than that at this point?
It's still growing. Unfortunately, it's still growing. But that's when we need to, you know, let people know that it's not older white males to get into it. Anybody can get into it. Females can get into this industry. Young people out of school can get into this industry.
Yeah, I read somewhere that when that was said on TV, one of the trucking associations said it's 41%, you know, non-older white males, you know, so it was ridiculous. It was a ridiculous thing to say, but, you know, someone who was watching an old Smokey and the Bandit movie, I guess, said that. But anyway, what's the website if people want to go to it to find out more about Hart Transportation?
All right, to find out more about Hart Transportation, you go to HARTT, that's 2 T's, -trans.com. We're also on Facebook at Hart Transportation. And you can call and talk to me, Dee, directly, 207-755-0514.
Give us that number again, Dee.
That would be 207-755-0514. Call Dee directly. I'm always willing to talk to anybody looking to get into the industry.
And so you're in Maine then?
Yes, sir, I am. Yep.
That's great.
But I talk to everyone. I talk to people all down the coast and all the way out to the Midwest.
Well, we're on, we're online. People are listening on apps. They're listening to podcasts. So people are listening around the country. So wherever you are, you can call Dee Eccles at 207-755-0514. And you take truckers from other companies too, I'm sure, right?
Oh yeah, they want a great place to work, a great family place to work. They can come right on over, and we'll take real good care of them.
Okay, Dee Eccles from Hart Transportation, we really appreciate you being with us. Thank you very much. No one could have ever predicted how hot and competitive the real estate market would get during COVID. If you hesitated selling your commercial or residential real estate during this time, don't miss your opportunity to get out on top. Let JJ Manning Auctioneers help you auction your real estate quickly, contingency-free, and for strong dollars. You will set the terms, you will set the closing date, and the buyer will pay the commissions. For over 45 years and 16,000 auctions, JJ Manning has been the trusted leader in accelerated real estate sales. To learn more on how to get your residential, commercial, or land property sold quickly and contingency-free, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show. In a world that's constantly changing.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
He's a rock on talk radio. I guess a talking rock. Well, anyway, you know what I'm saying. Howie Carr is back.
Now, we remain to be seen exactly what the elements of this particular strain are. But if they're as I hope, then it's not going to be fundamentally different than in the past.
He said, we remain to be seen, the fraticular. Is that what he said?
Now, we remain to be seen exactly what the elements of this particular strain are.
God, the deadliest strain of all is the fraticular strain, isn't it? Whew. Scary. If you're not vaccinated, get vaccinated. If you're vaccinated, get your booster shot. And now I'm quoting Fauci. If you've been boosted, get another, get reboosted. If you've been reboosted, get re-reboosted. And on it goes until we reach the ad infinitum.
A fully vaccinated booster person.
Yes, indeed. Add two delicious plant-based Super Beats Heart Chews to your morning routine for heart healthy energy without a caffeine crash. For my listeners only, you can get up to 45% off plus free shipping at superbeats.com/Howie. Look at them. I'm holding them in my hands. They're wrapped like candy. They taste great like candy, but they're good for you. Your heart health, your blood pressure, your circulation. This is Superbeats' best offer available anywhere. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie, up to 45% off at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. We can keep talking about Biden, or we can also talk about what you're seeing shortages of. I mean, again, I think everybody's been talking about this, what's going on. And a lot of it has to do with these truckers. I mean, and it's I don't blame the truckers or anything like that. It's just there's so many problems here, and one of the problems is people have been paid so much money to sit on their rear ends for a long, long time, and it's just absurd. Whatever the government produces, whatever the government subsidizes, gets more of, and it's been subsidizing sloth for over a year and a half, and nobody wants to work, and now you've got all these vaccine mandates at different companies, not Hart, but other companies are driving people out. They say that they're having trouble treating these kids that were run over by the pimp last week in Wisconsin because they can't get enough people at the hospitals. They're still laying people off or firing people. In Massachusetts, at state government, maybe I'll read you the letters they're sending out. To say it's kind of the same letters, but they're fine tuning them so they're going to be able to withstand legal challenges. And now Baker, Charlie Parker, is talking about a vaccine passport. They're working on a vaccine passport. 15 or 20 states, and Germany's already is already starting a vaccine passport. So we keep playing that cut from the movie Your Papers, Please.
Your Papers, Please.
But in Deutschland, im Deutschland, that's going to be reality very shortly, apparently. 844-500.
Your papers are not in order.
Your papers, bitte. I remember very little of my high school German because I didn't take it very long. It was too tough. But I remember bitte is please. RJ, you're next. Howie, you're next. Go ahead.
Hey, Howie. Appreciate your show, and I think you got a great team.
Thank you.
I'm thinking for years and years we've heard about doctors being discouraged from over-prescribing antibiotics. Because the things that they were trying to attack were developing resistance, like
right.
MRSA
right.
and Lyme disease and such as that. And yet here we have the full-on encouragement or almost insistence demands of us to get a vaccine. And it just doesn't seem like the logic line lines up there. And it's almost ridiculous.
Well, you know, I mean, RJ, one phrase you don't hear much anymore is herd immunity, right? I thought herd immunity was the way to go. Hadn't you always been taught that going back to the days of high school biology? Now no one wants to talk about herd immunity.
Exactly, and herd immunity is something that occurs kind of naturally, and at first it was poo-pooed, and at the beginning of this whole COVID thing, the whole concept was poo-pooed. And then it came into the conversation as they were trying to encourage herd immunity, and now it's fallen right by the wayside.
Well, I mean, there's no upside. I mean, if you're Fauci and you have this savior complex, I mean, no one's going to genuflect before you if they develop herd immunity. You have to keep them dependent on something, whether it's a booster shot or a mask or fear. They're promoting fear here once again. I mean, it was so depressing and so I dare say your eyeballs rolled when you first heard that they were promoting this latest variant. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr. It's never too early to start gift shopping for the holidays, and now you can save big on a gift they'll use every day. Raycon wireless earbuds. With seamless Bluetooth pairing and a comfortable noise-isolating fit, you can start listening right away and keep listening for hours. Raycons offer amazing sound quality starting at half the price of other premium audio brands. You get 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life. There's also a built-in mic, and you can take calls on your earbuds at the press of a button. And their new everyday earbuds come with 3 new sound profiles. So whether you're using them for calls or music, for work or play, at home or on the go, you can make sure everything you're listening to sounds its best with just the right amount of bass. This holiday season, get them a pair of Raycons or just get one for yourself. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie today to unlock exclusive deals up to 20% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
A jury has been selected in Chicago for the trial of former actor Jussie Smollett. And I guess they started the opening arguments about a half an hour ago, a little over a half an hour ago. They're going to let it go till 8 o'clock tonight, Eastern Time. So we'll have more on that as it goes by. Today was also opening arguments in the Ghislaine Maxwell trial, and she's accused of recruiting, grooming, and ultimately abusing girls as young as 14, according to the indictment. She's Jeffrey Epstein's girlfriend. And in the opening argument today, she was described as a pedophile, Jeffrey Epstein's partner in crime, an essential part of his scheme to prey on underage girls. Charging that she, the feds said that she coaxed and manipulated children to satisfy Epstein's 6 sexual urges and secure her position of power and wealth. The defendant and Epstein lured their victims with the promise of a brighter future, only to sexually exploit them and forever change their lives. For a decade, the defendant played an essential role in this scheme. This is the opening argument. She knew exactly what she was doing. She was dangerous. She was setting young girls up to be molested by a predator. That is what we expect. The evidence will show. So I don't think we'll be hearing much from the Clintons for the next few weeks. This is a 6-week trial, and I think they're going to be going underground. But Hillary Clinton did one last interview before going to ground, so to speak. And she was on with Rachel Maddow, and she was mainly coughing. She did as much coughing as Joe Biden did today, basically. And her, she had a deeper cough than Dementia Joe has. Cut 23, Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton is, excuse me. Sorry, I didn't mean to jump in there in a way that surprised you. Hillary Clinton is the co-author of the new book, State of Terror, with the great author Louise Penny. The two of them together make something that is actually quite fantastic. Secretary Clinton, it is a real pleasure. Anytime that you can make time to be here, thank you in particular for being here tonight with so much going on. It's a real pleasure to have you here. Thank you. All right, we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Did Rachel Maddow also say in particular?
I'm to be here. Thank you in particular for being here tonight with someone.
She did. Is this some kind of new word that
Is this what the Omicron variant does to people?
Real pleasure. It gives them anytime that you can make time to be here. Thank you in particular for being here.
Thank you for particular. Yeah, it gives you a slight cough, and it makes you say particular instead of particular. Okay. All right. 844-500-4242. Here's something about we're going to take your calls here at 844-500-4242. I wanted to play a cut from Arizona State. news. And as you know, Kyle Rittenhouse is going there. He's taking online classes, but apparently he's terrorizing the campus by being on these online classes. Cut 25.
Several Arizona State student organizations demanding Kyle Rittenhouse get kicked out of the university. Rittenhouse taking online courses at the school, but ASU Students for Socialism say others, quote, don't feel safe knowing he's enrolled at the university. In a letter to officials, the organization saying, quote, even with a not guilty verdict from a flawed justice system, Kyle Rittenhouse is still guilty to his victims and those families of those victims. Join us to demand from ASU that those demands be met to protect students from a violent, bloodthirsty murderer.
Murderer. Bloodthirsty murderer. Did they see any of the surveillance video? Did they read the jury's verdict?
Are they afraid that he's going to gun them down with a virtual AR-15?
That's the thing. I mean, if they're frightened by the fact that the guy is taking online classes, how frightened must they be at Halloween when they run all the old horror movies on TV? I mean, nobody must come out of their dorms for a week at a time. Good Lord. All right, this was Brian Stelter on his low-rated show. I think it's called Reliable Sources, and he's a... This is just beyond parody here, what he says here. He's quoting, I think, a guy from the New York Magazine. But listen to what Humpty Dumpty is saying here. Cut 18.
As Jonathan Chait wrote in this New York Magazine cover story, nobody can ascertain exactly why the public has turned sour so fast. He said Biden is like a patient wasting away from undiagnosable disease.
Dr. Carr can diagnose it. I bet whatever your name is, I'll bet you can diagnose it too, can't you, doctor?
Inspector Carr investigates.
How about Afghanistan? How about stagflation? How about the COVID? And the fact that you said you were going to shut it down and you can't. How about the southern border? How about everything? And by the way, did you notice he said, he didn't say sour, he said foul. He's another guy that's having a problem with the Fs. Is this some kind of Democrat disease? Let's hear that one again. Foul.
As Jonathan Chait wrote in this New York Magazine cover story, nobody can ascertain exactly why the public has turned so sour.
Is this a new variant, Taylor, that we're going to be told about tomorrow?
The particular variant.
Sometimes it's not just particular. It can be another word that you will substitute an F in place of. 844-500-4242. Let's see here. Looking for one more cut here. Oh, cut 41. This is someone named Avery Harper. Again, I never heard of her, but she is the deputy political director for ABC, and she was concerned too about how wonderful a job that Dementia Joe is doing here. And this is screwing it up. Cut 23.
Nearly 150 days ago, the president said we were closer than ever to declaring independence from the virus. Now we see this new COVID variant. How much of a challenge does this pose for the president?
Well, we mentioned those travel restrictions earlier. We know that New York's governor has declared a state of emergency. And we saw the markets take a nosedive on Friday, all because of the Omicron variant. So I would say that this poses a significant challenge to the Biden administration, particularly on the economic front. Last week, we heard the president urge Americans to have confidence in the progress that the economy has made. Well, the Omicron variant could pose a significant threat to that progress. And heading into an election year for the Biden administration, which is critical, it could spell trouble.
So that's the first I ever heard of her, but how much confidence can I have in her observations, her reporting in the future, considering she used the word progress twice to describe the Biden economy, such as it is? 844-500-4242. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Captain, oh my captain. I wanted to talk about the
the utter lack of Mike's Hot Lemonade in the grocery store, but you brought up the, I'm horrible with names there, the kid with the AR-15 that ended up defending himself.
Rittenhouse,
thank you. I own an AR-15. You know, up in Maine, you can have as many as you want, luckily. That's kind of where it seems to be headed lately. But, I mean, at what point is it self-defense? If you get hit in the head with a skateboard and you have somebody pull a gun on you, I mean, for real, has anybody at all watched any of these videos?
Right. Well, how about the first guy, Rosenbaum, the pederast? You know, Kyle Rittenhouse is an underage male, and this convicted pederast raped five little boys, grabs his gun. What is Rittenhouse supposed to do at that point?
Same thing that I know I would have done, and anybody else that owns a gun for self defense. I mean, I own a small business up here in Maine too, and I got to tell you, if there were people lighting dumpsters on fire and smashing windows and burning down
the car lot. They wrecked it. They totally torched the big car lot the night before.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It seems to be getting more whacked every day that goes by. And I'm glad that you're on the air. I really am. I appreciate your perspective on.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it. Thanks for listening to the show. And again, Rittenhouse's grandfather owned a gas station. The gas station was near the car lots. There were two or three car lots in that area. That's the district it was in. And one of them had been torched the previous night. So, you know, they're torching car lots and there's a gas station nearby. How long do you figure that place has got before they decide to torch it, you know? John, you're next with Howie Carr. Another John. Go ahead.
Hey, Howie. We here in Vermont can have as many AR-15s as we want as well, thank God. But that's not why I called. I called because of all of Biden's cabinet members are the most incompetent people that have ever been selected. It just so happens.
I agree.
That Biden likes the camera. He likes to be in front of the camera. The rest of these people, like the energy secretary, like the vice president, like Millie and Austin and the rest of them, they kind of hide from the public scrutiny. But Fauci wants to be out there every single day of the year. And I just can't wait till the Republicans take over next year to get them out of there.
Yeah, but I don't think they can get rid of Fauci. You know, Fauci is in the executive branch. I mean, they can keep, as long as Biden wants to keep him around, or Biden's handlers want to keep him around, he's going to be okay. But you're right. I mean, Fauci can't get enough of it. You know, they used to describe people as, you know, someone who wanted to be the baby at every christening, the bride at every wedding, the corpse at every funeral. I mean, that's Fauci. I mean, he wants to be the center of attention. I mean, why did he become a bureaucrat if he wanted to become the center of attention? I mean, I guess maybe he just sort of blossomed, and it became an obsession in his, at least since the AIDS crisis, he's loved the limelight. I mean, and he keeps screwing stuff up. He did a terrible job during AIDS. He's done an even worse job here with this panic. And he just can't get enough of it. And he just keeps promoting himself. And he keeps telling us to get inoculated while he's inoculating himself, as one of the texters said, against any kind of criticism. Another texter said he heard fear in his voice, but I didn't catch any fear. Maybe that was a nervous laughter, but I didn't see it myself. 844-500-4242. Thanks for the call, John. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show will be back in a bit. The paperboy is going to make a few edits on his latest Herald column.
You want to break into my kind of racket? This is the lousiest game there is. You can risk your hide to get a good shot, and the city desk may stick it on page 10 if it's used at all.
We can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music and not make any wrong moves.
Howie Carr is back.
1-844-500-4242. I'm just reading from the New York Post about this Chris Cuomo story. They had released more documents. He had to give a deposition to the state attorney general in over the summer about what he did on his brother's behalf. He was going to learn the identity of the wedding girl, as he said in a text, the wedding girl, the one that he smooched, and they had a picture of it in the on the front page of the New York Times. And I'm just reading the lead here. I think the New York Post may be engaging in wishful thinking here. A devastating cache of documents from the sexual harassment probe that forced former Governor Andrew Cuomo from office now reveals how extensively his brother, CNN anchor Chris Cuomo, was involved in efforts to respond to the scandal. The newly revealed trove of text messages and investigative interview transcripts made public today has now put the younger Cuomo's future at the cable network in peril. Again, I'm not sure I'm buying that. The network show how desperately Chris Cuomo scrambled to try to help his brother. Yeah, no, he definitely did that if you look at the stuff. Even reaching out to sources in the news industry for information, despite his public claim that all he did was listen and offer my take. So he lied. Late Monday afternoon, oh, there's more here. That should have been in the lead. Late Monday afternoon, CNN finally broke its silence on the matter, the left-leaning network saying it was now reviewing the documents and suggesting the Cuomo primetime host's future was hanging in the balance. We will be having conversations and seeking additional clarity about the document's significance as they relate to CNN over the next several days. Among other things, the evidence compiled by Attorney General Letitia James, who's now running for governor, said that Chris Cuomo told investigators that he tried to keep Alec Baldwin from advocating on Andrew Cuomo's behalf. Just with friends like Alec Baldwin, who needs enemies, right? So let me play, before we go back to the calls, I want to play another Biden cut here. But remember, no children, according to Dr. Marty McCary, have died from COVID-19, except for those who had comorbidities of some other diseases like leukemia, brain tumor, et cetera, et cetera. But Dr. Joe knows better than Dr. McCary and everybody else who says there haven't been any real deaths from COVID-19 among the younger population. Cut 20.
Last Christmas, our children were at risk without a vaccine. This Christmas, we have safe and effective vaccines for children ages 5 and older.
Were they really at risk, Dementia Joe? Or are you just reading what your handlers told you to say? Andy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Andy.
Hey, Howie. So how do we follow the money here? Who's making all this money on these variants? Because if I'm Dr. Fauci and I know I have all this power to sway the markets, me and all my buddies and all my Democrat buddies, we're going to short these stocks before I make this announcement, and boom.
That's pretty dangerous to be short in stocks, but I guess if you don't have to worry about being prosecuted, it's not. You know, I was just looking at these cuts. They play cut one just to show Andy how much power this guy has. Again, this guy has never run for office, let alone been elected to anything from dog catcher up to president. Never been on a ballot. But this is how much power he's got. Cut number one.
Should we expect to be seeing more lockdowns again? New lockdowns, more mandates.
You know, I don't know, George. It's really too early to say. We just really need to, as I've said so often, prepare for the worst.
Who the hell elected him to decide whether there's going to be a lockdown or a mandate? When did he get all this power? God. Plus, he's 80 years old. Shouldn't he be taking time out to smell the roses? Does he have any grandchildren or anything? We'll be back tomorrow. I'm Howie Carr.